It's Thursday, July 29th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. New CDC guidance changes the direction of reopening, and broadband's impact to work and the hidden perk to lure staff. This is the Business of Tech. New CDC guidance released this week, issuing recommendations that people who are vaccinated should wear masks in public indoor settings in areas with high rates of disease. Google has announced in a letter to employees that they will be requiring vaccination in order to return to the company's offices. The company is also delaying its official return to the office from sometime in September to October 18th. This joins Apple, who is also delayed, and indicated they will now require masks from customers and staff in most of its U.S. stores. Facebook has also indicated that vaccination will be required for any return to the office. Netflix is imposing a requirement that casts and some crew be vaccinated for productions in the U.S. Cisco has announced a hybrid work plan that has no mandates for how often employees go into the office. Twitter is closing its San Francisco and New York offices and putting all other reopening plans on hold. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has said employers can require employees to get a COVID-19 vaccine or bar them from the office. These announcements join companies like Adobe, VMware, Twilio, and Asana, who had previously announced similar policies. According to LaSalle Network's First Office Reentry Index published in March, 52% of respondents were not planning to mandate employee vaccinations, and this number increased to 69% in the second index published earlier this month. In an article in MIT Technology Review, the best incentive to get the vaccine for those who have not is paid time off. It's not a single solution, but particularly for hourly workers, where only about 50% have received paid time off to get or recover from the shot, it matters. Workers in that group were more likely to be vaccinated. According to a poll published earlier this year, 27% of remote workers with dependents said they would need a minimum of 1 to 3 months' notice to, quote, be able to go back into the office. A poll from Glassdoor indicates eagerness to return to the office had already started dropping in July when compared to April, down to 66% of respondents from 72%. Now, why do we care? In a landscape where labor is in demand and has control, it may seem counterintuitive to impose a vaccine requirement. I disagree. There's a competitive advantage here. Offer support benefits for time off, including handling any recovery time, and create a supportive culture that includes creating that safe environment to work in. As of this recording, 56.9% of the U.S. population had received at least one dose of the vaccine. That's a majority. Leaders on both sides of the aisle are speaking out now in favor of it. Addressing this pushes us closer to a fully open economy. Go where the puck is going, and that's vaccination. Almost 1 in 5 employees have been unable to complete work tasks due to poor internet connections, according to AppNeta's Future of the Internet Outlook report released Tuesday, and the company surveyed 1,000 U.S. adults. Poor or limited bandwidth has affected 17% of respondents. As a response, 1 in 5 adults have upgraded their at-home internet packages, and 38% feel their employers should pay for an internet connection used for work. Half of respondents, 49%, say the biggest connectivity problems they faced were slow loading times for websites, followed by video calls and services outages. This all from CIO Dive. And on Wednesday, the Senate reached an apparent deal on infrastructure, which includes $65 billion for broadband, intended to ensure every American has access to high-speed internet. This is a lower number than the $100 billion initially set as a goal. The package also includes language from the Digital Equity Act that would create a permanent program to subsidize the cost of broadband for low-income families. Pricing transparency has also been included in the package. And 45% of teleworkers work from a couch, 38% from bed, 20% often work outside. This from a study by home improvement marketing firm Craftjack. Why? Cost. Building a home office is a luxury, and many cannot afford it. Now, why do we care? Tie this to our previous story. An observation: if labor is tough to find, building a support system that includes potential subsidies for home environments is another of those competitive advantages to latch on to. The data again shows it's not a huge investment. That can include the broadband and include the home support environment. You do battle daily against cyber hostilities such as ransomware attacks and data breaches. Fight smarter. Call in the cavalry. Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security is here. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards, as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, with Calyptic's purpose-built solution for small businesses. Zero Trust Access secures RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication. There's no need for open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. Plus, you'll enjoy audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Learn more at calyptics.com/gatekeeper and link in the show notes. Thanks for listening. I will be back again tomorrow with another roundup. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.